making feminism visible in the media is the start of a committed, sometimes exhausting process that will shake up patriarchal mentalities and inequalities between men and women.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Good morning, good afternoon to our global audience. We are here today to talk about feminist journalism, a webinar organized by International Media Support. I want to tell you that we will have translation to Spanish and Arabic.
International Media Support, IMS, is a non-governmental organization founded in 2001 in the wake of conflicts in Rwanda and the Balkans, where media was used as a tool to incite war. Its aim is, quote, to create safer media environments with sound laws for journalists in countries where press freedom and other human rights are in dire straits. Laura Hill is a Colombian journalist with a background in foreign affairs and peacebuilding. Here are excerpts from the webinar she hosted June 30th, 2021, with guests from Colombia, Lebanon, and the U.S.
IMS is a Danish organization based in Copenhagen that works in 30 countries around four continents on safe journalism, freedom of expression, and helping to pave the way for good journalism. And we're launching a new gender strategy that would use intersectional feminism as a lens to promote good journalism. Our gender reader gathers the best content that our partners have produced about gender issues around the world. Our gender advisor, Malin Palm, will talk about the gender reader that we are launching today.
IMS works with 126 partner organizations in 24 countries in Latin America, Africa, Middle East, Asia, and partially Europe. And we already knew that IMS partners produce some really, really good content. So we started collecting pieces that were produced on gender and sexuality the past 5 years. And what we found was truly mind-blowing. After hard work of choosing, we took it down to 38 pieces that address issues of gender inequalities and advance the feminist agenda in different parts of the world. We grouped them into themes that we believe capture the different forms of gender-based discrimination that is commonly seen in our countries, such as gender-based violence, sexual and reproductive health and rights, politics and economy, queer and masculinities, and women, peace and security agenda. The reader on our website is called Navigating a Changing World. You find there articles, documentary films, interviews, radio programs, TV programs, and podcasts in English as well as in the original languages. And they are all produced with such affection and sharpness, passion, as they address violations and resistance that occur as a consequence and a response to patriarchal society. There are some deeply upsetting and profoundly touching stories, such as the story of young Israa Harib from Palestine, who was brutally killed by her relatives, or that of 14-year-old Lorena, who along with so many more women and girls were forced to disappear during the war in Colombia. Some other stories break taboos. I would, for example, strongly recommend you to watch the short 2-3 minute videos on Marokiat, where young, brave women talk about love, sex, and violence, and a lot of other stories that are taboo in the public space or in the media. Other stories on our reader use humor to create awareness of serious problems, such as the Pakistanis making fun of men's irrational fear of menstruation, an issue that limits women throughout their life. Or you can enjoy how the Arabic-speaking Al-Hudud used satire to highlight the absurdities of male patriarchal superiority. You can also choose to listen to some of the really encouraging and uplifting stories of women political leaders, peacemakers, and activists in the streets. Our hope with this collection, that is, of course, this was just very few examples of what is there. But our hope with it is that it will allow readers to learn more about the different issues of gender inequalities and the struggle for rights in different parts of the world. We hope it will inspire people to join the fight for equality and encourage people to continue the brave and good work that they are doing. We also wanted to show that although the specific issues that we face might be different depending on which country you are in, the feminist struggle actually connects us through the world because we are all fighting the underlying structural discrimination. Media has a unique ability to create awareness, to shape societal values, and to set the political agenda.
Thank you, Malin. At IMS, we asked Professor Paul Amar, who directs the Center Orfalea on Global Studies at the University of California in Santa Barbara, to read the Gender Reader, to go through the entire publication, and to provide us some thoughts.
Thank you very much, Laura, and I'm really happy to be here. I began my career as a journalist for Africa News and for Cairo Times and working for magazines about Latin America and in Brazil. So I enjoy, as an academic, returning to the field of journalism, especially in this new age of protest media, alternative media, social media, and the transformation of journalism through citizen and protest engagement. I'm going to read some notes from my analysis. So I found the IMS Gender Reader pioneers in contributing to social change by identifying new kinds of voices of intersectional feminist journalism in the Global South, brilliantly articulating important themes across the regions of the Global South. Among these themes, three or four stand out. One is it acknowledges feminist protest cultures, which have sprung up on a level of vitality unprecedented in whether it's in Chile, whether it's in Colombia, Mexico, or of course across the Middle East, which this gender reader really focuses on, filling a gap. Second, it provides spaces for women's narratives around violence and security, but replacing the victim testimony format with alternative visions of the world, worlding visions, ways to create a new world that centers gender and women's voices and protagonism, agency, rather than victimization. Third, it has a consistent thread that analyzes masculinities, manliness, and its relationships to sectarianism, to forms of nationalism, timely right now, in the middle of a moment of populist backlash, in which I think that deconstructing masculinity, abolishing forms of machismo, deconstructing patriarchy through the recovery and political radicalization of men as feminists is also incredibly important. And this provides Global South and new perspectives on how that can transpire and how journalism can play a key role in denaturalizing machismo and patriarchal masculinity. Also, I think throughout we have a new non-binary and queer trans approach to gender, which destabilizes the binary approach that feminism in previous generations was based upon without destabilizing or undermining the subject of women as an important context of mobilization.
The IMS Reader on Gender and Sexuality is posted on the website mediasupport.org. If you need help finding the exact link, email wings@wings.org. We can also share a YouTube link to this entire one-hour panel. Continuing with our excerpts, the next speaker was Diana Mukaled, a journalist and documentary filmmaker and the co-founder of Daraj Media, based in Lebanon. Its stated goal is, quote, to offer Arabic speakers an alternative kind of journalism, free from political funding and influence, which controls other mainstream Arab media institutions. Again, host Laura Hill.
Right now, I'd like to invite Diana Mukaled to speak to us about feminist journalism, because she's out there in the trenches doing it. And we would like to know what she thinks feminist journalism is and how it should be done. Diana.
Well, I am a woman and I am a journalist and I am a feminist. So my journalism is informed by the fact that I am a woman and I am a feminist. We are never detached from the stories we cover. We get moved by events around us. So putting feminist journalism into practice means applying the gender perspective as an analytical and transformational tool. We make sure that our stories challenge the mainstream narratives, challenge discriminatory norms, and raise issues onto the public agenda. We do that by covering very critically stories that should not be overlooked by media and the public discourse, like the story of the TikTok girls, where we have two girls from Egypt sentenced to 10 years in prison for trying to be influencers on TikTok and to find themselves accused of human trafficking. This story happened lately. The mainstream media and major public debate tend to demonize the girls. They are poor, they dared to be visible. So you have two factors that the mainstream media and the public discourse made them their prey. So we need to look at this story from a feminist perspective, because feminist perspective helps reveal and combat discourses built upon a system which discriminates not only against women, but also against everyone who does define themselves under the image of the dominant male role in patriarchal society. Feminist journalism is fighting impunity, hold decision makers accountable, and promote the rights of people of all genders. And this is what we try to do through Daraj and through alternative media. Making feminism visible in the media is the start of a committed, sometimes exhausting process that will shake up patriarchal mentalities and structures beyond inequalities between men and women. We must also make it clear that mainstreaming the gender perspective in the media benefits not just for communication product, but also people, the discussion around it. Feminist journalism opens up our perspective and provides tool for building a way of thinking that enables us to progress towards a society of free people, where people can decide on the future, knowing that the media are their allies in the struggle, not the enemy. Mainstream media in the region, unfortunately, is the enemy sometimes. And by saying this, I would just like to speak about my personal experience. I was raised and nurtured that I have to be obedient as a girl, as a woman. I have to be obedient to the system, to my father, to my brother, and not to challenge, not to ask too much. So this idea of being obedient, we have been taught it as women, as people living in Lebanon or in the region. So being a journalist means that you have to challenge the system and question the corrupt people. And also being a journalist means that you don't have to accept what we have been raised on, what we have been taught. We should reflect that. I want to reflect my experience as a woman who have traveled a lot in the region, who knows from inside what is it like to be discriminated against, why we don't have an equal role. I think it's my duty, it's my personal burden and fortune that this should be reflected in the media. And this is why since the day one of founding of Daraj, since we launched in 2017, feminism is a major component of what we cover. We have a consistency in covering gender issues from a very critical point of view. It's not only just to cover it, we need to challenge and help people to really discuss the issue without being afraid or feeling that they are intimidated. It's not easy, it's a long path, but this is something we are committed to do. Thank you.
Diana Mukhaled's Lebanon-based media outlet Daraj has stories in both Arabic and English. You can find it at daraj.com. Daraj is spelled D-A-R-A-J. On Wings, you're listening to excerpts from a webinar on feminist journalism produced by the Danish organization IMS, International Media Support. The final speaker of this webinar was political scientist and journalist Fabiola Calvo Ocampo. She is the national coordinator of the Colombian Network of Journalists with a Gender Vision, which is an affiliate of the 35-country association International Network of Journalists with a Gender Vision, or in Spanish, Red Internacional de Periodistas con Visión de Género.
Hay discusión si hay periodismo feminista o no, ¿no?
There's a debate about whether feminist journalism exists.
Y si hablamos del periódico que tiene una orientación liberal, el otro tiene una orientación conservadora.
If a given newspaper can have a liberal or conservative orientation for its editorial line, why wouldn't another have a feminist one that has at its center the defense of women's rights, rights of the LGBT population, rights of trans women and men, in other words, human rights with a feminist lens?
Los derechos humanos con la lupa de lo que es el feminismo, porque el feminismo va mucho más allá, ¿sí?
Feminism goes well beyond equality and rights. Feminism is politics, it's philosophy, it is thinking, it is action.
Y eso es lo que hacemos.
That's what we do.
Y no hay un solo feminismo, hay muchos feminismos.
And there's not just one feminism, there are many feminisms. Radical feminism. Socialist feminism is rapidly gaining ground.
En este momento, el tema de que esté tan activo realmente tiene una interacción permanente con el resto del movimiento social, con las organizaciones y partidos políticos.
Right now, feminism is very active in permanent engagement with the other social movements and with politics.
El feminismo también se plantea el poder.
Feminism intends to become a power.
Y los medios.
And the media should recognize that we need to make journalism that is feminist.
Un periodismo feminista. Partamos desde lo que fue 1789.
Since 1789, we have been talking about rights to equality and equality of rights. We haven't achieved that, though we've had a series of successes.
Eso no lo hemos logrado. Hemos tenido una serie de conquistas, pero realmente.
Realistically, media can have a positive influence. It generates opinions and transmits information. But it turns out that media outlets are directed and controlled by lords of the patriarchy.
Los medios también están orientados, dirigidos, y sus empresarios también son unos grandes señores patriarcas, porque las mujeres tampoco hemos tenido acceso a la posesión de los medios.
We women have little access to media ownership.
Por eso esa atomización en este momento en lo que tiene que ver con la información.
That's why there is atomization of our information, and we're not clearly listened to. When our voices are amplified by mainstream media, they're heard differently from how they're portrayed in alternative media.
Las mujeres están creando ahora muchísimos medios alternativos. Es un esfuerzo enorme. Pero
women are putting out huge efforts now to create alternative media, but we don't have sufficient resources to sustain ourselves, and our voices are not projected as far as those in the bigger media. Feminist journalism must include not only women's issues, but also wider issues with a focus on gender.
Preguntando,
how does an issue affect men and women differently?
¿De qué manera afecta un hecho, cualquiera que sea, de una manera diferenciada a hombres y mujeres?
Fabiola Calvo Ocampo. She went on to say that it's time to get beyond things like changing the gender endings of nouns. That's just knocking on a door to a path, but not walking the path, she said. Feminist journalists must contextualize events with information and history, especially the untold history of women's activism and its successes. In Colombia, for instance, grassroots women have a huge mobilization to claim a constitutionally guaranteed right to health care that's been neglected and further jeopardized by a tax cut. Whereas mainstream media may report that women broke the window of a building, feminist journalists must tell the readers that they have a right to health and let the organizers and the people affected by the issue be heard in all their diversity. Intersectionality is not just about gender, she says, and it is one of feminism's greatest strengths. Fabiola Calvo Ocampo, national coordinator of the Colombian Network of Journalists with a Gender Vision, spoke during a webinar presented by IMS, International Media Support. Lara Hill, host of the event, shared questions from the audience. Here are a few highlights from the answers.
There's one question that needs an answer, because when we talk about feminist journalism, that's what journalists tell us. Can feminist journalism abide by the same ethical and professional standards of journalism? Fabiola?
Okay, first of all, I think when we talk about journalism, real journalism, at the core of it, you have ethics. And if feminists do journalism, then ethics will be at the core of our work. I think we need to deal with a word that has always terrified us, revolution. We need a revolution in journalism, in thought. When we talk about bringing down the patriarchy, we are talking about a revolution, because that's rocking the pillars of the system. When we say that journalism is objective, we are lying to ourselves. Being objective has to do with our own subjectivity. If two people saw the same fact, we can interpret it in a different way. If my colleague sees everything through the lens of patriarchy and I am a feminist, then our interpretations will be completely different. So I don't believe in neutral or objective journalism. Now, on the other hand, as feminist journalists, the fact that we include the feminist approach, that doesn't mean our journalism is not professional. On the contrary, right now, those without that perspective are the ones not being professional, because we are providing a much wider lens to what we are saying. And of course, we need to insist on context. Without the context, a series of news can disinform instead of inform.
Diana, what do you think?
I don't see any contradiction between being ethical and being a feminist journalist, because I think it's the core of feminism journalism to be ethical. It's about ethics, it's about what is right to be feminist. We're not basing anything upon wrong information. It's actually the right information, the right dose, and the needed perspective and context to put in front of the public. Yes, we have to be daring and challenging what people got used to as sacred or as something that we cannot touch. No, the untouchable should become very touchable. So this, to me, here being in Lebanon and in the region, what do we have? Religion, we have authoritarian regimes, and we have militants. So challenging those from a perspective, journalism is really, really, really important, and it's very ethical. It's to save the lives of so many thousands and thousands of young women and young queer, young LGBTIQ community from the region from being persecuted and taken out of the public discourse. So to me, it's very ethical. Yes, we have to be part of the conversation using all new technologies.
Paul.
If we include in journalism the broader multimedia, social media forms of citizen activist journalism, then I think we have to broaden our notion of what professional journalist norms and standards might be. I think we've been trapped in this polarized debate between fact-based investigative journalism that's fact-checked and that's governed by an accountability structure on the one hand, and then on the other hand, opinion media, which often is seen as ignoring or transgressing the norms of investigation and facts. But I think feminist journalism, queer journalism, and content production from activist social media is a new kind of, not exactly professionalism, but a new kind of rigor and new ethics of the public sphere.
The question is the following. In a world where everything is so polarized and every issue is presented as one side against the other, how can we frame feminist journalism as a win-win situation for all in societies, especially at the very local level? Fabiola?
Okay.
I think that our polarization comes from the fact that feminism has been equal to Satan. So we need to remove Satan from feminism and to truly show this is something that benefits democracy. And those of us who are in favor of democracy understand that feminism must have a space and there must be room for feminism in social media and public policies in society.
What just Fabiola said, there is a huge backlash against the concept of feminism. I meet young women who say that they are in favor of women's rights, but they immediately tell me we're not feminists. There is a major misconception about what is feminism, not only in the West, but here in the region. And it's being attacked as a part of Satan, demon, all sorts of negative things. So there is a polarized approach towards feminism. And I think we have to know that it's a long way to go and we have to be very persistent, but at the same time bold in our approach.
In every region, whether it's Egypt, Lebanon, Brazil, Colombia, in the past few years, there's been many experiments with developing new ways to talk about transgender issues, to talk about sex work issues, to talk about morality. But I think journalists also have to be very aware that there's also a mobilization gets stronger and stronger of religious actors, of missionary actors, of who are growing much more sophisticated in their own engagement with journalism and with mainstream media and social media, evangelicals, Pentecostals, new sectarian actors, whose entire set of religious concerns seems to revolve exclusively around gender and sexuality issues. Its theology is almost 100% about gender sexuality and the racialization of gender and sexuality. So I think journalism needs both to open itself to the creativity of the new social media, which is non-binary, it's queer, it's inventive, but also to track very carefully the adversary, the new missionary media, the new journalism attached to new sectarian and religious transnational movements, because I think that's what's shaping discourse, including in the Middle East, for sure. Not old traditions, but new forms, whether it's Christian or sectarian or Wahhabi, you know, discourse that's new, only from the generation before. So I think we have to keep up, but I think that this is a super exciting moment.
You've heard excerpts from a webinar titled Feminist Media, Global Backlash, Local Resistance, presented June 30th, 2021 by IMS, International Media Support. Their website is mediasupport.org. The hour-long presentation was edited for Wings by Frieda Worden. For more information, email wings@wings.org. Recent back editions of Wings can be found at wingsradio.org/wordpress. Wings thanks our supporters, including your local community radio station, Carolyn Byerly, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Fawn, whose new series of guest speaker salons can be viewed at maternalgifteconomymovement.org. That's maternalgifteconomymovement, all one word, .org. The Wing Sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service. Thank you.
WOO Portland.
Portland, there's a
Black
disaster.
Bad, bad, bad.